Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Of course, we're going to bump back in with Who Let the Dogs Out. Good work, Josh. John Hines in for Chad Hartman this afternoon. Checking in on the National Dog Show yesterday. 20 million people watched all or part of the dog show. One of those was a friend of mine who is Patty, do I call you a dog breeder or a dog shower? Patty Clevin, who I've gotten to know over the years from Associated Hearing in St. Paul, but I've also come to know a little bit about your Welsh Corgi. That's the dog that you show, right?
Correct, yes. I am a dog breeder and an exhibitor of Pembroke
exhibitor. Okay, that's what we call it, how we refer to you, an exhibitor of these corgis. And, of course, for people who don't know, tell me if I have this right, that the corgi was kind of like Queen Elizabeth's dog, right? Everybody saw her with her corgis out running around trying to keep up with her.
Yep, that's correct. Queen Elizabeth had Pembroke Welsh corgis. There's two breeds of corgis, the Pembroke and the Cardigan. Both are very popular in England, but the Pembroke became more popular because of the Queen.
Ah, okay. Hey, well, speaking of what makes dogs popular, my question for you is, after the National Dog Show, which I'm sure you watched, correct?
Of course.
Yes, of course you did. How many different breeds can actually make a show like that? I saw that there were herding, working, toy, sporting, hound, non-sporting, terrier. Are there more types of dogs than that?
All of those groups have the individual breeds within them. And I don't, off the top of my head, know the exact number. It's somewhere, I think, around 170 breeds that AKC recognizes. And that number may be off a little bit. But yes, and probably all of those breeds were represented at the National Dog Show. It's actually the Kennel Club of Philadelphia.
Yes, and that's where, because this is not to be confused with the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show, which is like the other big deal, right? So, now, watching this, were you surprised when they got to the end and a pug was the best in show winner? Or it doesn't mean it's like the best dog ever, but it means that that particular dog, I think, what was his name, Vito? That particular dog has, you know, all the characteristics that make a good pug. Am I correct in
correct.
Assessing how that goes?
Right. And at that point in the dog show, the judge has seven absolutely gorgeous dogs to pick from. So they can't really go wrong. But in the judge's opinion, they're picking which animal that he or she feels best represents that breed. So they think that pug was a better pug than, say, the Bruget Picard, who had won the herding group. Now, again, the judge could have picked any of them, probably any of them, and not gone wrong, because they were all beautiful representatives of the breed.
When you're watching, you have a discerning eye. You understand, being someone who is a breeder and an exhibitor. When you're watching, do you say, "Oh yeah, that dog, you know, meets the characteristics or the quality of qualities in that breed," or do you ever go, you know, "Oh, poo poo, that dog is not going to"? I mean, I'm serious. I mean, it's like watching a sporting event for you, I'm imagining.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. Yes. And, you know, that's the thing. I think when you look at some of the dogs on television, you can say, I'm not quite excited about the way that dog moves, or I don't think I like the eye placement of that particular dog's head. But again, what you're looking for is which dog has the most attributes that are closest to perfection for that standard. So rather than fault judge, you're looking for the virtues of the individual dogs and who has the most virtues.
Ah, okay. Now, when you get a winner like the Best in Show Vito the Pug from those top breeds that were the finalists there, what does that do for the breed? Does that get people all charged up like, "Oh boy, that's the dog for me now"? Is this what happens, or is that cause and effect or something like that?
Unfortunately, yes. I think the thing with the dog show is it's wonderful for the public to be able to see what a nicely bred, purebred dog should look like. But they really need to do their homework and see, is that breed going to be the right breed for me? Because a lot of times people choose it based on how it looks in the dog show, and that may or may not be the right breed for you at home.
Okay. Now, do certain dogs, I'm guessing, and you would know this better than I would certainly, have better temperaments and might make it a better dog for you at home?
Definitely. Each breed was bred for a certain purpose. Now, some breeds, like the toy breeds, a lot of their purpose was to sit on your lap. But some breeds, like the working dogs, they were bred to go out and work. The herding dogs were bred to move livestock. So you get a border collie that really needs a job all the time, and you put that dog in a apartment where basically he's just got to sit all day. He's not going to be happy, and the owners aren't going to be happy either.
Okay, I understand that. While you and I are chatting, a text on the Stiles Financial Talk and text line comes in. Patty, let me ask you about this, because this texter says, "It's all about small dogs." I'm putting my own tone to this. It says, "It's a shame because it doesn't even pay for large dogs to show up year after year." But that's not necessarily true.
No.
I mean, large breed dogs have won in the past, haven't they?
Oh, for sure. Yes. Yeah. No, I think it's at the point where they're in Best in Show, it just depends on, you know, what the judge feels is the best example of the breed that's out there. So whether it's a large dog or a small dog, I don't think it really makes a difference.
Yeah, but I do like what you said about having this dog win Best in Show, increasing the popularity, and not all breeders are necessarily, we see this in the news time after time, are not necessarily, you know, the most scrupulous. They're out trying to make a fast buck and
right,
not necessarily doing the right thing for the breed or for the person who's going to end up with that dog when it comes to fruition.
Correct. Because a good breeder is going to want make sure that their puppies are going to the right home, a home that understands what the dog will become, and they don't want to place the puppy in a place where it's going to fail. So if you've got a breeder who says, "Well, this is the price of the dog," doesn't ask you any questions about your lifestyle or you know, what your home life is like, I think red flags should go up right away, because if you're a breeder who cares, you want to make sure that the puppy is going to have a chance to succeed in its new home.
That happened to some friends of mine recently who were seeking a particular dog, and they were looking for a puppy. But the breeder, who apparently very scrupulous, said, you know, I'm sorry, at your age, you don't have, you know, children or whatever. We really would rather not sell this dog to you, because who's going to take care of it? You want, you know, somebody who is going to hopefully outlive that particular dog, right?
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. You know, it's hard as a breeder to tell someone, no, I don't think this is going to work out. But if you really care about your puppies, you have to do that sometimes. And it's really better for the person buying the dog, too.
Oh, yeah, it makes sense, because somebody who knows more about it might know more about what is best for their dogs, therefore, ultimately, your dog. So, Patty Clevin, thank you so much for coming on and shedding some light on this. I feel like I've learned a thing or two here. And now, do you continue to show your corgi?
I do. We show our corgi, and we show a few other corgis, and I'm hoping in the next 6 months to a year, I'm going to have a new puppy to show.
Ah, and how do you get them ready for that? I mean, because the dogs, you see those dogs on the dog show, and they know exactly, they're kind of showing off, aren't they?
Oh, they are. They are. They have to have the right personality to want to do it. But we start training from the time they're babies and teach them to love it and make it fun for them. So it's a fun thing for the dogs, too.
Well, hey, thank you much for joining me. Continued success as you show, and I appreciate your joining us here on WCCO Radio this afternoon.
Thanks so much.
Take care, Patty. Be well. It is coming up here, 12:29. Let's take this time out, and we'll be back with more here. John Hines filling in for Chad Hartman at News Talk 830.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If you enjoy deep dives into solved and unsolved murder cases, then Murder True Crime Stories is the podcast for you. Find Murder True Crime Stories on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
WCCO.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.